Welcome back to Live at the Roxy and Merry Christmas Eve. Just so you guys know, I am so not in the Christmas world that I called Steph today. And I was so excited because, you know, I'm Jewish and I want to respect all holidays and all my friends. And so many of my friends celebrate Christmas and Steph is Christian and she's the bestie. So I called her and I said, Steph, Merry New Year's Eve Day. And she was like, what? I was like, Merry New Year's Eve Day. Because I was so excited that I knew that it was, and I fucked it up. And I forgot to say, I thought I said Merry Christmas Eve Day, but I said Merry New Year's Eve Day. So clearly butchering things left and right already. She was like, I get what you're trying to say. Thank you. So Merry Christmas Eve Day to you guys and Merry New Year's Eve Day to the rest of us, Festivus for the rest of us. I am, like I said, already one time and probably will mention four times in the next minute because I do this all the time. I'm Jewish, so today really doesn't mean much to me. The holidays are usually kind of strange for me anyway. But this year, I know as people are feeling incredibly isolated and alone, I know that a lot of you guys who are Christian or celebrate Christmas, or not even are Christian or celebrate Christmas, but just usually are more in the holiday spirit, are having a hard fucking time. And for that, I am really sorry. I'm really sorry. That fucking sucks. And I wish that this was different. I think it's important to acknowledge that it sucks first and foremost before we try to talk about all the ways that we can make it right, because I'm not trying to gaslight anybody and say, why? It's just another day. It's fine. Who cares? I know that the holidays mean a lot to people. I know this is a time in which people usually think about, I don't know, spend time with their family or spend time with their significant other, or think about the fact that they don't have a family or a significant other or whatever it is. It's just usually an impactful and meaningful time. And so I am up every single day, but I wanted to make sure, especially that we were here today, so that we could deal with this together and talk about the ways that we are celebrating. So that's kind of all the focus for today and tomorrow is going to be. It's just on you guys and what's going on with you guys and how you're feeling and how you're doing and finding ways to celebrate this, because it is incredible that we are in a time period in which I'm currently in your kitchen or your living room or your bedroom or whatever the fuck you guys are, or on a walk. Like if you're listening on podcast, I'm in your ears and or in your car. It's kind of crazy that we're in a time where you don't actually have to be alone. And so I'm humbled and grateful that I'm able to be here with you guys and that you guys are deciding to spend part of your Christmas Eve day, not New Year's Eve day, here with me. So shout out to everybody who is joining me live right now. Shout out to Robert Turner, Rob Fishbeck, Andrew Thomas, Jake Iacovetta, Glenn Caesar, John G, Manny Gonzalez, scrolling, Morse code Z, Mason Allen, Dude, Jake Iacovetta, Mohammed Belsine, Zach Robson, John Get Bent, Chris Martinez, Ryan Payne, Matt Link, our girl Brandy. Brandy, we've missed you. Beely in the house. Zeno Hour, Hugo Chavez. Everybody, Spidey Sensei, J Dog, Jerry Garza, Tron of Seven, Lloyd Nance, our first super chatter ever. The Real Talk with Silos, Movie Reviews by JT, Zachary Gibbons, Ben Rayner, Intelligence Cycle, Soul Magic, Wendy Vega. Everybody who's in here right now, John Lisicki, that's a sicky last name, Selyu Bonino, Mark Jason Ali, King of Mount Olympus, Jose Maxwell, Prince That Wasn't Promised, Cavill Ford, Anthony Thomas, yeah, all of you guys. I'm just really, really honored that you guys are here and here for each other and here for me, and hopefully I can do the same for you. So let's see what we are doing. Maybe some of us are having already a great Christmas Eve day. I keep wanting to call it New Year's Eve day. What is up with me? What is up with me? And maybe some of us are not. And either way, that's totally fine. It's completely valid. And I'm not here to try to convince you otherwise. Soul Magic said, she witnessed me. Is that the same as like she saw me? I witnessed you. I like that better. Seen in Nerd Podcast Afternoon. Well, depending on where you are right now, where I am, it's almost 2 p.m. Where you are, it might be a different day, earlier, later. Where are Euros at? Where are Aussies at? Where are East Coast people at? Now I know Mark Jason Ollie is lying to me saying my hair's on point. I just showered, soaking wet. I have to try to also do a little bit of makeup during this time, or not even makeup. I'll just do my skincare routine. You guys know I love doing that. And after I shower, I have to get on here quick because I was like, after last night, they're going to think that I am deceased. Yes, last night, for anybody who watched, the Whirl Girls gave Christmas a whirl, and it was funny as hell. And I got drunk skis. I was definitely tipsy because I don't know jack shit about Christmas, and you guys kept asking me to say things about Christmas, and I didn't ask me questions I didn't know the answers to. More shout outs in here. Daniel Lee, happy to have you. Dwayne Burke, what up, friend? What's up, fam? Lauren in here. Yes, loving seeing everybody roll up. Andrew Thomas says, Merry Christmas Eve to the always beautiful Jew, Roxy. I am still doing my A Christmas Carol marathon. Three more to go. And after dinner, what is A Christmas Carol marathon? Oh, yeah, yeah. You told us you were watching all six of them, right? So you're three in. Just looking for my moisturizer. She found it. She found it, team. She found it. Yeah, it was fun. Anybody who didn't watch it and wants some drinking buddies tonight, just play that on repeat. But here's the thing. I feel like Dee and Steph should have had to drink more because I didn't know the answer to these Christmas questions, but I don't think they did either. And just because they're Christian doesn't mean they should be exempt from that. Real Talk with CeeLo says last night was must-watch TV. PLD says got to watch the replay after. You were hilarious. Yeah, I was on one for sure. I was on one. But it was really fun and nice because I don't usually get to get drunk too often. Because with my job and all the hours that I work and the fact that I'm alone. So it's like I really try to not drink alone. It's a policy that I kind of put in place after drinking alone one too many times and using that as a shield to not really feel the things I was feeling. I'm sure some of you guys can relate to that. Shout out in here to Redford Reddington. Thanks for joining us. Just all the people. All right, let's get into some of the Streamlabs. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer. But I'm taking things from the Streamlabs, the Super Chat, and the chat today. Tell me what you guys are doing. What are your holiday plans? What does it look like? What do you need? How can we help? How can we show up for you? We are here, so use us while you got us. Going back, Morse code Z, thank you so much, said, just a bit of holiday cheer. If we had snow here, I'd run out, spin in a circle three times, and spit/curse in your honor. What is that? Wishing you the best of luck forward. L'chaim. Thank you for the best of luck going forward. I don't know what the spit in the circle three times, but I really appreciate this. The holiday season is really rough. And as I'm trying to figure out where the fuck to move and I'm back to square one, I have not even one option on the board right now. Every bit that you guys give me to support means the absolute fucking world to me. So especially during the holidays, man, I know it's tough for you guys too, but I really, really appreciate that. So do your rituals, spit in the streets, whatever it takes. Tara Hawk says, thank you for keeping me sane during these weird damn times. So much love to you, Tara Hawk. It's a dope name too. And I'm glad that I keep you sane. You guys keep me sane. Our friend LD123 in the house says, hey coach, I just died for the first time today, but I have a huge issue. Just died for the first time today. What does that mean? Romeo asked me if I wanted to bring my Xmas present to the theater tomorrow before the show. I didn't know we were trading gifts. What do I do? I have nothing for him. Also, FYI, I have three shows today, but only one tomorrow. First was at 9 for students. Hope you have a great rest of the day. LD, there's a few things you could do. You can make them like a coupon book, you know, coupon for one lunch with LD, coupon for one massage, coupon for one more sexy thing or whatever. You can make them a nice card. There's a lot of DIY things you could do. I don't know if you've got anything lying around, but keep us posted. And if anybody else has any ideas for quick gifts that she could make that maybe are a little more sentimental for her lover boy, for Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, then let us know. Glenn Caesar in the house with that massive support. Thank you. Glenn says hello and good afternoon, Roxy. Love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this hopefully happy Thursday / Christmas Eve for those celebrating. Cheers to your friends / family and a love-filled rest of the week. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to you and the rock stars. I'm not going to read that middle part because we just don't know who's watching. As always, I hope that we can all find and feel some joy in each of our days, our weeks, our months, and our years. Don't ever forget when it gets tough, we're not alone. Even if we're by ourselves, the Rockstars and World Friends communities are here for you. Very true, Glenn. Remember, everyone, you are kind, you are smart, you are important, you are worthy. So keep on being your terrific selves because we appreciate you as always. Hashtag smash cancer, 100%. Keep up the fight, Smets, and everyone else who is battling. We are with you. Thanks for being here for us. RJ, especially during a time of year that can be really tough for people in any year with it being holiday season, but especially this year. That's so true, Glenn. Sending positive thoughts and vibes that everything works out for the best for you. Thank you, Glenn. Adore you, honey. And since you asked during last night's World Girls Patreon hangout, I think my New Year's resolution is to get back into teaching my school's meditation, which my teachers call love energy techniques, and help people, especially those with health issues. I think that's such a great resolution, Glenn. I love that. Everything you do is for the people, and you just put such great energy out into the universe, and I think that's amazing. So much love and appreciation for that. You rock, Glenn. So there's a reason you're a mascot of the show. Your energy just is exactly what we need it to be, and yeah, we're really, really grateful for you. Also in here, Lloyd Nance, my first super chatter ever, coming back through, says, hi, Roxy. Hi, Lloyd, honey. Thanks for being here, love. Rob Fishbeck in the house says, thanks for being here. Last night's show was fun. Definitely a good distraction. I'm so happy to hear that. You rock, Rob. You rock. Also, I got the World Girls got your message about all of the suggestions and stuff, because we asked people to send in suggestions for what we could do for next year. So we still have to go through it, but just so you know, we received it and I was very glad that you sent something. Let's go into the super chat. Mark Jason Ali says, I'd never lie to you. Your hair looks cool. I'm at my dad's for the holidays on my phone at the moment. So using super chat, that totally works, Mark Jason Ali. I really appreciate it. Ooh, sips tea and it's the perfect temperature. Oh, that never happens. I tell you guys, it's like my favorite feeling. Thank you. Thank you. Wendy Vega in here. What says just a little something for you. So much love for you, Wendy. Thank you. Cool cap shield. That's fucking great. And talk nerdy to me at all times. I absolutely adore that. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Who else would I want to celebrate Christmas with more than you? Like, couldn't do it without the rock stars. Absolutely not. Also in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Glenn says, since it still needs to be said, and it's particularly said today because I've heard that she loved Christmas. I know, me too. Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. It's just unbelievably upsetting and unfathomable that she's not here with us for this Christmas. And it is a reminder to us all that tomorrow is not promised, no matter what age you are. And, you know, even though this Christmas might be hard, we still are privileged enough to have it. We're still, anybody who's watching the show right now is privileged enough to be here. And that means that you have Wi-Fi and a community and are physically still on this planet. There's a lot of things that are going right, even though there might feel like there's a million things going wrong. Morse code Z says, counter curse I learned from the West Wing. Oh, that's what they did. They spun around and spit. I love the West Wing, but I don't remember that. I also haven't watched the West Wing in like 15 years. Oh my God, my eye is still twitching. Can you see it? I don't know if you can. My eye has been twitching like nonstop recently. If you can't tell, I think I'm a little stressed. Just a little bit. Just a wee bit. All right, so we did the toner. We did the toner. This one was lavender witch hazel. Sometimes you just need it in life, just in case anybody was wondering what my face smells like. Currently, it smells like lavenders. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Okay, also, we're going to put on that vitamin C serum, that good. Because I got to get some vitamin C on my face. Guys, it was supposed to be 70 today, and instead it's 60-something and raining. Not trying to complain, but like, would have preferred 70 and sunny. Just saying. PLD in the his house. Happy holidays to the incomparable. That's the word. And lovely Roxy, and to all of our rock stars here. Have a wonderful holiday. And if anyone needs to reach out, I'm always available to talk. Much love. PLD is the shit. And he really is always here and such a great person to talk to. So I'm so glad that he's offering that up, and take him up on it if you need it, because the rock stars really mean it. Yeah. It's interesting for people who are like PLD or myself or a lot of you rock stars, you become a lot of people's people. I don't know if that sentence makes full sense, but like last night after I got off air, I checked my phone and I had a lot of like SOS texts from a few of my friends that don't live here. It was like all over the country, and I was really a few of them. And it was interesting because I'm a lot of people's people. And that's something that I'm very, very cognizant of and very proud of. I love being a lot of people's people. I love that people think that I give good advice and I'm a soft place to land, that their information is safe with me, and that hopefully I can be helpful to them. And at the very least, I'm always willing to listen. But I will say that if you are people's people, to PLD or to any of you guys in here, Jake, I know you too, make sure that you give yourself a little extra love, especially after you give a lot of people love, and do what it is that you have to do to make sure that you're good and you have your people too. Just a little Roxy's advice corner early on in the show. I have things that I do have to get to today in the daylight. So I said that this would only be a half hour show, but just a reminder to everybody, I'll probably be here for a little more than 10 more minutes. So get in your thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer in the super chat. And in the chat as well, Wendy Vega in here says, I have glioblastoma and I'm just thankful to be alive. Wendy, I know about glioblastomas all too well. My mom had a glioblastoma, and actually a couple of people very close to me do as well. And I'm happy and thankful that you're alive as well. That's one hell of a fucking fight, my friend. And we're really lucky to have you here. And thank you for showing up for us and being part of this community and being here today with us. And I hope you join more often. You're not a name I see much in here, so just know you're always welcome. Pop in, pop out anytime you want, and we're here. And let us know how your battle is going, because that's a fucking tough one and you're not by yourself. Wendy says, never quit. Love that. Whew, love that. Yeah. All right. What's going on with you guys? What's tonight look like? Who's with people? Who's not with people? Anybody cooking anything special? Anybody watching anything special? Anybody got some interesting rituals? I want to hear what the rock stars are doing for Christmas Eve. Tomorrow we can talk about Christmas Day, but for Christmas Eve, what's going on? Let's go into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer. Kay Walton says, happy holidays, Roxy. You've dealt with a lot this year. Right from the beginning, but I'm happy that it led you to start this channel. Hang in there. 2021 will be better. Yeah, I'll talk about that more towards the end of the year. I know we're at the end of the year, but in the following days after Christmas, this year was, and you guys know on January 2nd of this year, I was fired from my job. So, and then the rest of the year, like even bigger things took place. And it's been one fucking hell of a go. And if I can do it, you guys can do it for sure. So thanks for doing it with me. Apollo 3JP in the house says, Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. Sending positive vibes to you, Miss Stryer. I will take those positive vibes. Thank you, Apollo 3JP. And I will send them back to you as well. Good vibes. I told you guys I want that sign. Good vibes only. But like actually good vibes only. Because that's what the rock stars are about. What's today, by the way, Glenn? How long have I been here? 200 and how many days? You let me know. What are we at? Where are we at now? All right, I'm seeing what you guys are doing for the holidays. Real Talk with CeeLo says doing a Wonder Woman rewatch before Wonder Woman 84. I will say, CeeLo, I did that as well, and I kind of wish I didn't because Wonder Woman is so good. But Wonder Woman's good enough that it's worth rewatching anyway. So let me know how you feel about the rewatch strategy after you see the movie tomorrow and if you think it helped or hurt. I would love to know more. Trailer Park Boys Christmas special. I don't even know what that is, Kate. I need to know more. Andrew says, I'm with my small immediate family along with a Christmas Carol marathon tonight. It's fucking great. Hell yeah. Anthony says, just chilling watching some good old Star Wars on Disney Plus. That's fun. Hell yeah. Morse code says, brother is setting up projector to prepare for Wonder Woman 84/Soul tomorrow. Some kind of dinner. Sounds great. I liked Wonder Woman 84. I really liked Soul. That's a good doubleheader tomorrow. But the movie that comes out tomorrow that I probably liked the most was Promising Young Woman. That one was really good. Really good. Comedy thriller. Bizarro. Office Christmas episodes. Oh, Kate Mandy. That's fun. Zachary says, going to midnight mass, always do so. It'll be different without the choir being able to sing due to COVID. Oh, wild. So what are they doing for midnight mass, Zachary? Let us know. Practice writing with my left hand. Is that what you're doing, Ryan? I mean, strange move, but I'm down with it. Like, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Dwayne says, I'm alone, so I'm doing a live stream for anyone that needs a place to go. Oh, amazing, Dwayne. Can one of our mods put a link in here if Dwayne has it already so that we can tell people where to go tonight? That's awesome that you're doing that, Dwayne. Thank you for doing so. Jose says, my parents and I just watched the OG Planet of the Apes series or Star Wars. Haha. I love the OG Planet of the Apes series. I love it. I used to watch with my dad all the time. CeeLo says, hello, wish I asked before. I know. It's just so good. It's so good. Kay Walton says, Wonder Woman 84 seems totally different from Wonder Woman. It was totally different. I don't even know that you really needed to watch Wonder Woman to see Wonder Woman 84. It might help with some of the stuff, but really they're very different. Mark Jason Ali in the super hat. Oh my God. Super chat. You're amazing, Mark. I know you probably can't go apartment hunting today, but I do hope you find a place soon. It really sucks that your landlords are doing to you. We're all here for you, Rocks, and looking forward to getting the calendar. Hell yeah. Ugh, stuff around the holiday time is a bitch with the sending and the COVID and stuff. But yeah, the calendars are coming, and thank you about the apartment hunting. Yeah, there's nothing new is popping up right now is the problem because it's the holidays. I'm thinking that they're not going to put anything up until January 1st, and then I'll have 2 weeks to find a place. So gonna fucking buckle down and do my thing. I hope I find a place too. I really do. I have to find a place, so I will. Danny Koss says, hi, Roxy. Happy holidays. Live at the Roxy has helped me through all the tough times and celebrating the good one. Appreciate all of you. Danny, did you tell me it's Coast and I keep calling you Cost? Or did you tell me it's Cost and I keep calling you Coast? Every time I fuck this up and Darina gets it right. So it must be Coast, like C-O-A-S-T, but K-O-S-T. Danny, you're the shit. I'm sorry I fuck up your last name like the horrible speller pronunciation person I am. Just literally can't even. Marvies says, this Christmas really sucks. Totally. Cheers to next one being better and next year being better and totally. I feel you. Wendy Vega with that good support, Wendy. Thank you, honey. Appreciate you more than you know. You're awesome. Cost like loss. I did do it right. So I did it right and then I questioned it. Oh boy, I said it right the first time. Danny, how do I do this all the fucking time? Cost like lost. Cost like lost. Cost like lost. All right, I won't fuck this up again, hopefully. Unless I do, because you guys know I have a tendency to do that. Paul3JP in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrider says, fam, you're not alone. The year started off with a breakup of an 8-year relationship. My gramps passed, all good, 93 in sleep, and started a new job. All within 1 month. It was intense, but you're never given more than you can handle. Much love. Paul3JP, damn. 8-year relationship break off. My dude, that's a lot. Maybe that's why you're so into Steph right now. It's like nice to have an obsession. We got you though, Paul3JP. I'm sorry to hear about all that. Sorry about that. Mason Allen in here says, shout out to anybody spending their first Christmas without a friend or family member. Thank you, rock stars, for this amazing community. Thanks, Mason Allen. You rock. And yeah, shout out to anybody who is spending this alone. And shout out to anybody who's spending it with people too and is having a hard time. All the situations are kind of fucking bizarro. If you missed the link Jake dropped, it's also my pinned tweet on Twitter. Where did he drop it? Fuck, I asked him to drop it and then I... Okay, here it is. If y'all want to join Dwayne's stream later, follow him /subscribe at... And it's just twitch.tv/BurkeMade. That's dope. Thank you for putting that in there. Cost like lost. Cost like lost. We are getting out of here in the next few minutes, guys. So make sure that you send in anything you want to send in. Questions, comments, concerns. That support in the Streamlabs means everything to me. The super chat, what you guys are doing for Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve day. I still can't believe I called it New Year's. I almost just called it Thanksgiving. New Year's Eve day. I fucked that up. Oh, boy. Varun says, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. Absolutely. The Happy Holidays part is key. We're an inclusive-ass community, so if Christmas isn't your thing, whatever it is you're celebrating or wherever you're doing, we're down with that. We're absolutely down with that. Zachary says, shout out to all those who can't be with family this holiday season due to COVID. You're not alone in this fight against this. Absolutely. And thank you guys for all helping people stay safe. Rob K says, hi, Roxy. Hi, Rob K. Thanks for saying hi. We appreciate that. Sometimes a hello and a smile or a text message to a friend or whatever it is just can make the whole fucking day feel better. I have a friend who yesterday was kind of not having a great day, and she works retail, and I know they only allow one person in the store at a time, and I popped by just to like say hello, and she said that I turned her whole day around, and that made me feel really good. Because it was so easy. And yeah. Yeah. So the little things, friends. It's the little things. Now my face is nice and moisturized too. Look at me taking care of my skin. So adult. Gonna be 30. It's like gotta moisturize and oil and all that fucking stuff. Let's see. Varun says, this is the first time ever I put a Christmas tree in my apartment. It was fun. That's a cool first for this year. Yeah, doing things that like, you know, that you still can do that are safe and that still get you excited. That's a nice one. I love that. Let's go into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrider. Glenn Caesar says, Roxy, today is quarantine episode 284. I laugh because like, what? 284, you're a trooper for sticking with it and being here for us all. And you're absolutely crushing it. The rock stars definitely chose the right leader slash person to follow every day. I've said it before, you the fucking best. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you, honey, for counting, because you know I can't keep count for shit. So I really appreciate that. Sir Joker 40 in the house. What up, Sir Joker? He says, hey, Rox, buy some wine on me, BFFR. Thanks, Sir Joker. I appreciate that. I love wine, and I will do so. Hope your 25th is great. I'm doing the kids thing tomorrow. Happy Kwanzaa-mas. It's like Kwanzaa-hanukkah-mas. Hashtag Joker Roxy 2021 and beyond. To infinity and beyond. Yes, Sir Joker. And I'm glad that you're going to be with the kids tomorrow. And I hope that your 25th is great. I will be here for anybody who wants to join us tomorrow live with Roxy. I'm here every single day, but definitely during this holiday season. I fucking got you. Garrett Lee in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStar says, been a while since I could catch the show live. Yeah, we missed you. I hope you and the rock stars are doing the best you can. Shout out to everyone being safe. Love to all of you. Merry Christmas to those who celebrate and happy end of 2020 to us all. What a beautiful message, Garrett Lee. And thank you so much for your support and for saying that. Because not everybody celebrates. And it's cool if you do and it's cool if you don't. And to each their own. And you do you and try to remain as positive during this time as you fucking can. You've got this. I know you do. And I'm going to make sure you do by being here every day and checking in. Yeah. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully that makes a difference. All right, we are going to get out of here really soon. So shout out goodbye to anybody who would like one. If you are watching this live or after the fact, if you could give it a thumbs up or a 5-star wherever you are, wish somebody in the, or everybody, all the rock stars, a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays in the chat, in the comments afterwards. It'll help with algorithms and it might help people if they know that other people give a fuck about them. Make sure that you put down your toilet seats and the lids, you make your beds, that you stay safe and stay sane. Remember that this holiday year might suck. It might be great. Everybody's got something different, but to reach out to those that you love. We will be back here tomorrow live at the Roxy because we are here every day, but especially during these holidays, I'm going to be here. Shout out goodbye to Glenn, to Brandy, to Rob, to Manny, Lloyd, Mark, Jose, Sir Joker, DK, Stone, Stone2K, Chris Martinez, Kate, Jared, John, Matt, Rob, Zeno Hour, Gavin O'Flynn, Jake Iacobetta, C. Los, Danny Cost, like Lost, baby, Marvies, Joseph Ashley, Spencer, Redford, Glenn, Mason, Garrett, Ryan, Anthony, John Get Bent, Chris Channel, Adam Rodriguez, Rob Fishbeck, all of you guys, Murderana, Mark Jason Ali, Rob K, Varun, everyone in here, all the rock stars, Shannon Cup, Bruce Banner, there he is, Muhammad Belsine, much love to you guys, Merry Christmas Eve Day, or just Christmas Eve, depending where you are. Love you guys a lot, and good luck making it through till tomorrow. I'll see you then.